You're listening to an African Elements top news story for June 30th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Billions for Equity, Unpacking the Court's DEI Funding Victory. A recent federal court decision in Seattle has ignited a significant discussion about the future of diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI initiatives across American cities. A federal judge moved to block executive branch attempts to cut off over $2 billion in federal grant money from various progressive municipalities. These cities and counties had been enforcing local DEI frameworks. The ruling signals a crucial win for local governance and ensures the continuation of programs focused on equity. This legal outcome originates from a lawsuit brought by the City of Seattle, later joined by other major municipalities. They argued that the conditions imposed by the executive branch on congressionally approved funds were unlawful. This clash highlights the tension between federal mandates and the growing commitment of local governments to foster inclusive communities. The relationship between the federal government and local entities regarding federal grants is both extensive and intricate. Federal grants to state and local governments began with land grants in the nation's early days. These grants expanded to cash payments for infrastructure, welfare, and other public services. The grants in aid system saw significant growth during the New Deal and Great Society eras. During these periods, Congress played a central role in defining program scopes and attaching various conditions. The system of federalism has always shaped the reach and impact of national policies on local communities. Alongside the expansion of federal-local funding relationships, the principles of diversity, equity, and inclusion have evolved from foundational civil rights movements. A pivotal moment occurred with President Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order 8802 in 1941. This order prohibited racial discrimination within defense industries. The landmark Civil Rights Act of 1964 further banned discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. A crucial step forward was President Lyndon B. Johnson's Executive Order 11246 in 1965. This order mandated affirmative action for federal contractors. These actions laid the groundwork for policies aimed at creating equitable opportunities and addressing historical disadvantages within government structures. Diversity, equity, and inclusion are distinct yet interconnected concepts. Diversity means recognizing and valuing the unique characteristics that make individuals different, including race, ethnicity, gender, and socioeconomic status. Equity ensures fair treatment and equal opportunity by identifying and eliminating barriers that have historically disadvantaged groups, such as African Americans. Inclusion creates an environment where everyone feels welcome, respected, and able to participate fully, ensuring diverse perspectives are valued. The key distinction between equity and equality is that equality treats everyone the same, while equity provides resources and opportunities tailored to individual needs to achieve fair outcomes. The recent legal confrontation has roots in efforts by the Trump administration to limit DEI initiatives. In September 2020, during his first term, President Donald Trump issued Executive Order 13950, combating race and sex stereotyping. This order sought to ban certain topics in diversity training for federal contractors and grantees. The order faced immediate legal challenges, resulting in a federal judge issuing a preliminary injunction in December of that year. This injunction blocked significant portions of its enforcement. The prohibited concepts under EO 13950 included ideas that the United States is inherently racist, that an individual is inherently racist by virtue of their race, or that meritocracy is racist. These provisions directly targeted discussions of systemic racism and historical disadvantage. Upon beginning his second term in January 2025, President Trump intensified these efforts with a series of new executive orders aimed at DEI. One notable order was Executive Order 14173, ending illegal discrimination and restoring merit-based opportunity. This order revoked Executive Order 11246, dismantling the long-standing affirmative action framework for federal contractors. Affirmative action involves proactive steps to recruit and promote qualified individuals from groups that have been historically excluded, such as African Americans. Its historical purpose was to dismantle systemic racial inequalities created by slavery and Jim Crow laws. The dismantling of EO 11246 would remove the mandate for federal contractors to implement these programs, potentially leading to fewer opportunities for African Americans in federal employment and contracting. EO 14173 mandated that federal agencies include clauses in grants and contracts requiring recipients to certify compliance in all respects with all applicable federal anti-discrimination laws. It also declared such compliance material to the government's payment decisions. This provision raised concerns about potential False Claims Act liability for organizations promoting DEI. The False Claims Act, FCA, penalizes those who defraud government programs. Concerns about FCA liability arise if organizations falsely certify DEI compliance to obtain federal funds. The order also aimed to encourage the private sector to eliminate what the administration deemed illegal DEI preferences. The administration considered illegal DEI preferences to be any DEI practices that promoted race or sex stereotyping, scapegoating, or preferential treatment based on race, which it viewed as violating civil rights laws. This interpretation essentially viewed race-conscious DEI efforts as illegal discrimination. Another significant order was Executive Order 14168, defending women from gender ideology extremism and restoring biological truth to the federal government. This order directed agencies to review grant conditions and ensure that federal funds did not promote gender ideology, effectively removing governmental recognition of transgender individuals. This stance undermines broader DEI efforts, particularly regarding intersectionality and the inclusion of diverse identities within African American quote, where Black transgender and gender nonconforming individuals face compounded discrimination. In March 2026, President Trump issued another executive order addressing DEI discrimination by federal contractors, which reinforced anti-discrimination obligations in federal contracts and linked compliance to potential False Claims Act exposure for non-compliant contractors. These executive actions quickly provoked strong opposition, leading to the lawsuit now making headlines. In July 2025, the city of Seattle filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration, challenging Executive Orders 14168 and 14173. Seattle asserted these orders jeopardized hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funding for essential municipal programs and road projects. The city further argued that executive attempts to impose these conditions violated the separation of powers, the Fifth and Tenth Amendments, the spending clause of the Constitution, and the Administrative Procedure Act. Affirmative action in education has faced similar challenges, reflecting ongoing debates about racial inequality. These legal concepts are fundamental to such challenges. The separation of powers divides governmental authority among legislative, executive, and judicial branches to ensure checks and balances. The Fifth Amendment protects individuals from federal government overreach, guaranteeing due process of law. The Tenth Amendment reserves powers not delegated to the federal government, to the states, or the people, defining federalism. The Spending Clause grants Congress the power to tax and spend for the general welfare. The Administrative Procedure Act, APA, governs how federal agencies develop and issue regulations, ensuring transparency. Finally, an arbitrary and capricious standard means a court deems an agency action invalid if it lacks a rational basis or sufficient justifications. The lawsuit gained significant momentum as other major municipalities joined the challenge. Cleveland, Columbus, Durham, and Portland, alongside Allegheny, Hennepin, Prince George's, and Ramsey counties, collectively alleged that over $2 billion in federal grant funds were imperiled by the new grant conditions. On October 31, 2025, U.S. District Judge Barbara Rothstein of the Western District of Washington granted Seattle's request for a preliminary injunction. This action halted the enforcement of key sections of EOs 14173 and 14168 against the City of Seattle. The court found that Seattle was likely to succeed on its claims under the Administrative Procedure Act. The judge concluded that the challenged funding conditions exceeded statutory authority, implicated separation of powers principles, and were arbitrary and capricious. Judge Rothstein emphasized that agencies were not authorized to leverage congressionally appropriated funds to advance policy objectives that Congress did not impose as conditions on those funds. While the injunction's direct effect was limited to Seattle, it sent a clear signal of judicial skepticism towards executive attempts to reshape civil rights standards or expand False Claims Act liability without explicit congressional authorization. The political narrative shifted after the civil rights era, impacting legal interpretations and policies. Legal challenges continued into 2026. A coalition of 20 attorneys general and Washington, D.C., filed another lawsuit in June, arguing that the March 2026 executive order targeting DEI activities among federal contractors violated constitutional rights, including free speech and due process. They also contended that agencies were disregarding proper administrative procedures in implementing these changes.
Despite federal attempts to restrict them, DEI initiatives have become a significant priority for many local governments nationwide. A 2022 study by the Mission Square Research Institute revealed that 56% of local government and public K-12 human resources managers identified workforce DEI as a high priority for their organizations. The study also found that 42% had formal DEI programs and policies in place, with an additional 26% having informal ones. Communities with populations greater than 25,000 were more likely to have adopted such policies. Common areas of focus for municipal DEI programs include equitable treatment of employees, promoting gender equity, recruiting through diverse panels, and encouraging self-expression. Local governments depend heavily on federal funding to provide a wide array of public services. In fiscal year 2019, federal grants to state and local governments totaled approximately $750 billion, making up about one-third of total state government funding. These funds support programs ranging from healthcare and transportation to education, job training, and community development. The American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, alone, for instance, provided $350 billion directly to state, local, and tribal governments in 2021. This highlights the vast financial reliance of local entities on federal aid. The over $2 billion in grant money at stake in the Seattle lawsuit underscores the substantial financial impact that federal restrictions on DEI could have on local operations and services. Many municipalities have implemented specific DEI initiatives that directly benefit African American employees and communities. These initiatives often focus on equitable hiring practices, leadership development, community engagement, and culturally competent services. For example, targeted recruitment programs aim to attract African American candidates for city jobs, diversifying the workforce. Mentorship and leadership development programs within municipal governments are also designed for African American employees. They address historical underrepresentation in leadership roles, fostering career advancement. Equitable procurement policies that prioritize or provide support for minority-owned businesses, including those owned by African Americans, are a common municipal DEI initiative. These aim to stimulate economic development within Black communities. Furthermore, community engagement initiatives, such as creating Black-led advisory boards, allow African American residents to directly inform municipal policies. This ensures services are culturally competent and address specific community needs. Research from the National League of Cities indicates that 61% of counties show an underrepresentation of BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, and People of Color groups within their local government workforces. The term BIPOC is used to highlight the unique historical and ongoing experiences of systemic racism faced by these groups. It acknowledges that while their experiences differ, they share commonalities in being subjected to white supremacy. DEI hiring policies are considered crucial tools to address these disparities. Studies suggest that such initiatives can lead to improved employee job performance and better service delivery that reflects increasingly diverse communities. These efforts are essential in addressing the long-standing impacts of systemic racial inequalities on African-American families and communities. The federal court's decision in Seattle to block the administration's restrictions on DEI municipal grants highlights an enduring tension. This tension exists between federal policy directives and the principle of local self-governance. While federal grants are a vital source of funding for municipalities, the ruling reaffirms a critical principle. Executive attempts to impose ideological conditions on these funds, without clear congressional authorization, can constitute an overreach. This legal victory secures critical funding for cities and counties committed to DEI. It allows them to continue their efforts to foster equitable and inclusive communities. However, the broader national debate and further legal challenges regarding DEI policies will continue to unfold. The fight for true equity and inclusion, particularly for African American communities, remains an ongoing endeavor. It demands vigilance and advocacy at every level of government. Copyright African Elements.